Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's the Wendy's Big Show on the Fan. It's a football Friday, not a football Friday, a victory Monday. I'm already excited for a week from Sunday when the Packers take on the San Francisco 49ers. We get to see those 49ers tonight. We'll get into that game a little bit later on as well as they take on the Seattle Seahawks. Just a huge game.
Well, they take
and
on
an
the
awesome
MVP.
Game tonight.
They take on the MVP of the league.
I mean, yeah, and sadly the guy that I Russell benched Wilson. In fantasy this week.
You should never bench. Russell Wilson.
I know. It's literally one of the worst decisions I've ever made in my entire life.
Who you put in for him, though?
I'd really rather not say.
And you host the
really rather not say Philip Rivers. He's playing the worst pass defense in all of football.
Why ever bench Russell Wilson, dude? Don't overthink it.
Dude, that's exactly what it was. It was just totally overthinking. I'm sitting there. I'm sitting on the toilet. I'm waiting for the game on Thursday night. And I'm like, man.
And he gave up a pick six.
Oh, just brutal throws,
make that face
too. Oh, they were just all I'm sitting there watching the whole game.
Don't do it no more.
Threw my phone away.
No more this year. That's plug and play for 16.
Oh, no, yeah. And I'm going to ride him to the title, too.
Hey, I got a question.
I'm going to ride him to a championship.
I got a question for you guys about Aaron Jones. That was
Can you hold on? No.
Real quick.
No.
I need your help.
Uh-uh.
Because you know it's going to go? It's going to go?
Uh-uh.
Or don't do it?
We'll get into it. Not now. Let me get Tony.
Because he want to know.
No. Uh-uh.
But he's listening.
Tomorrow.
This is the Wendy's Big Show. Right. Leroy Butler, Gary Ellerson, two foreign Packers.
Tomorrow.
Reacting with you after the Packers get a win.
414-799-1250. Hey, if you guys want to call in, you're going to be talking about you've been holding it.
Man, well, don't be talking about our listeners. Leave them alone.
Right now, you can get in right away.
Go
Let's
right
go to
him.
Tony and Greendale. Yeah, I'm going to go right at him. If you want to call, call
100%.
Him. 100%. All I got left is Tony.
If I
hang up from Tony, it's just going to be us. So if y'all want to get in and call right now, come on. Tony and Greendale, you up next, 1057 FN the Fan. Tony, what you got, man?
How you guys doing?
All right.
Yeah, we were at the game. I took my buddy to the game yesterday.
Very nice.
It was great. It was like magical with the snow coming down and that. It was beautiful. Like
magical.
As cold as it was. But here now, this is more for Roy.
Sure.
He's in the bathroom. Question. If I recall, when the Packers won the Super Bowl with, I think it was Brett Favre,
Yes, sir.
We had Wayne Simmons. Remember Wayne Simmons?
Oh, yeah. Grown man.
And we played the 49ers, and didn't he just beat on that tight end.
Brent Jones.
Yeah, we had a tight, like a linebacker there that would shut that tight end down, okay?
Right.
And now,
you're right.
Today, I don't know if it's now they're just relying on it. The linebacker staying with him on his route instead of getting
great
in
point.
His face and just pounding him every play, okay? And they take him out of the game, right?
Yes.
So, In what I'm saying is, it seemed yesterday I saw there had to be some busted coverages because a couple of times there was a guy just so wide open out in the flat kind of towards the sideline, though.
Yep.
You know, they get 30 yards or whatever, so maybe probably, busted coverage. But what if they just, took a linebacker out and put in another safety, somebody just with some speed, okay? Because obviously that's a problem here. If we get, maybe a few more one or more coverage guys out there so that, you're not going to have that as much. Or they can keep up with a tight end if it's something that they got to go with speed instead of just getting in their face and pounding them.
That's a good question.
All right, thanks,
Real quick, because George Kittle is out. So he's the best in the league to me. And you played Olsen and you played the kid from Oakland. What was his name?
Darren Waller, who at that point was top five.
And then you played
the
Kelsey, and then Kyle Rudolph got an extension. He looked amazing against Dallas. I think he had two or three touchdowns.
Mm-hmm.
Tight ends in this weather is amazing. if you can have one. But Oren Burks, Gary, was supposed to be that.
Yep.
He was supposed to be the guy because Micah Hyde was the one guy.
Yep.
You say, we already know in the game plan, he's your guy. He's your guy. And you go and try to shut him down.
Well, and coming into the year, we all believed that was going to be Raven Green, right? And that was the spot that he kind of filled into week two. They've now waited for Ibrahim Campbell to come back off his ACL.
Yep.
He comes in yesterday, guys, and plays over 50% of the snaps.
Yeah.
So, and Oren Burks
that tells you.
Oren Burks got four snaps.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, if you're going to say that this that it's an issue of they know what they want,
yeah.
they just hadn't found the right dude yet. They grabbed a guy that was a linebacker with safety speed, and he wasn't able to convert.
And that's the thing about it. He referenced, the young man on the phone, referenced the San Francisco game, and I went over the conversation I had with Wayne Simmons, Gary.
Yes.
And I said, Wayne, hey, man, the guy ran out and up on me. I'm trying to get to this quarterback. Lay hands on him, just like every preacher do. His jersey, Jones was in the front. I'm serious, man.
Do you understand what he's saying?
He turned his jersey around to where Jones was in the front.
He's not even, look.
I'm serious,
Wayne Simmons was,
Wayne Simmons was
as violent as all hell.
This man was violent.
You guys beat them up good that game.
I said,
Newsom had a pick six, didn't he,
man,
that game?
And Brent Jones, that's my guy.
His was that the Mud Bowl in 96?
No, it was at their place.
Oh, okay.
In San Francisco.
His arm was out.
Then they went and lost to Dallas the week after.
Like, I mean, his arm was out like he
showing sleeve, dude, while he's pulling it.
That nice new Packer sweatshirt you got there.
His arm was missing inside of his jersey.
Yeah, had it all turned around.
And get what the ref said.
What did the ref say?
It ain't holding it. I ain't see it. Now, this is the 90s. Now, they got all these rules and cameras. Now, Steve, you got a camera right over top of you. Hey, man, I had the game on my life. I had fun. Because he
that
took him out.
That whole defense had fun. You guys beat the crap out of them physically.
He said, these people would not beat us. 80, 84, I think it was Garrison Hurst was the running back.
Mm-hmm.
And eight, quarterback. Anybody else?
See.
Lord have mercy. Let him have a great game.
We had the same speech, too. These people would not beat us.
And Charles Martin had a long
on
the
towel.
Number nine. Number 34.
Steve, they got too much
number
evidence.
83.
Charles Martin.
Right.
Yeah, they got evidence.
We went one step further. Yeah. Well, we just ruined his career, okay?
You got him in red on the top of with a little extra.
Wayne Simmons just turned the jersey around, put it up over his face. Yeah. Rub his... We went one step. Them jokers in the 80s went one step further than that. Why don't we just look around, seeing about look? I'm gonna body slam this joker.
He didn't even look, Gary. Jerry Markwright was right there. He picked him up right in front of him and threw him down. He didn't look. I want to know how he's gonna catch Willie Gault. That's what I wanted to see.
Don't tell us what we need. You want to go to Ken on West Bend?
Grab your guy, Ken.
Come on, with Ken. Man.
Ken, you're up next. 157. Ken, what you got, man?
Gentlemen, it's a pleasure to talk to you.
It always is, my brother. What's up?
Well, let me tell you this. Mm-hmm. That 95, that game, that 49er game,
yes,
was the turning point of the Packers season.
I agree.
From the 60s, right? So they had all these championships, and I'm old enough. I'm, you know, Chuck and I are about the same age, and there's Billy. And so when I'll never forget watching that game and meeting.
Big
I
Billy.
Met Wayne Simmons. Craziest, most disturbed person you could ever meet in your life.
Man, I love that guy, man.
And you know,
I'm not kidding you.
No,
Leroy, am I wrong?
You are 100% correct, sir.
He is the most disturbed person ever. And you know, the one thing he did, he turned that whole game around with one play. When that turnover occurred, that guy was one of the most feared people that nobody ever talks about in the NFL.
Yep.
Mike Holmgren was terrified of that guy.
Yep.
I'm not kidding you.
He was dead. He was Za'Darius Smith.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, man. That guy was.
No, Za'Darius.
They had to be
had
separated. Am I lying? Was there not an altercation in the locker room?
Smile. Go ahead.
Allegedly, it was.
What you got, Ken?
Allegedly.
What you got, Ken?
But you know what? This Packer team this year is one of the most surprising teams that we've seen in the longest time. And why? Because nobody expected them to do what they're doing. They have been able to surprise Packer Nation, not only in one phase and two phases. The third phase is going to come around. You know, special teams,
They're not good.
Eventually,
there.
It's going to come around. But the defense, I hate using that term, bend, don't break. But the reality is that's what they do. And last week, they could have won the game if the offense would have come around.
Yeah, that's true.
Could have.
12 points. That's all they had given up going into the fourth quarter. So the reality is this team is outstanding. It's going to get better and better under LaFleur. The upper management has done a tremendous job, and the fans, they don't realize what it takes to get to this point. And Leroy, you would know that. Gary, my man, as much as I love you, I watched you when you played for the Packers. I'm 53.
Oh my goodness!
Oh, he's a young man.
He is. Young,
yeah,
man.
53. Yeah.
And when you were with the Badgers, loved it.
Yeah.
But the reality is it's unfortunate that you never had an opportunity to shine with a great team.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's all about luck.
Yeah.
I mean, not everybody can get it,
an opportunity.
Done. Yeah, yeah, I mean,
no doubt about it.
The opportunity is just to,
how many
to
quarterbacks
get there.
You play with?
Oh, Leroy, I think we had eight, right? We had eight in 1 year. I think I played with eight quarterbacks in one season.
Really?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
ESPN.
I remember Blair Keel,
Leroy, I had
Anthony Dillwig.
Listen, I had. In one night,
yeah,
I had Vince Ferragamo,
okay,
David Woodley,
oh my boy Woodley,
and Jim Zorn sleeping on my living room floor.
And Jim Zorn was old and done at that point.
Wait a minute, where's the video for this?
Huh?
So it was Ferragamo at that point. They were both done at that point.
Yeah, they were both done. Yeah, yeah.
There was no internet then, was it?
Sleeping on my living room floor, cuz at one time.
Yep.
Two story.
What it smell like? I know it smell like Doritos. The blue bag. I know it was smell like feet
in
that.
It was blue bag mixed with the
tight
red bag. Man.
And tank tops.
Wendy's Big Show here on 105.7 FM, The Fan, 12 in the AM, and the freeradio.com app. Packers get a win 24-16. They are now 8-2 heading into the bye. They take on the 49ers who play tonight. They take on Russell Wilson and them on Monday Night Football. We'll be following that along. We'll also give you some predictions and some things to watch on for that, what our two former NFL players are going to be watching during that game. Young Express, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer.
Young Express is going to be talking about so much, continuing to grow. Are you looking for a new career? A company that's been in business over 27 years. How about a company that's been listed on Inc. Magazine? It's one of America's fastest growing companies, 7 out of 8 years. Well, you're in luck. Young Express is going to be talking about so much, growing. Currently looking to add straight truck drivers and positions in their sales departments. You've heard me talk about what a great company this is to work for. Now go and apply online at youngexpress.com. JUNGExpress.com. JUNGExpress.com. Now, another great opportunity, Young Express. You're talking about driving a van for them, but right now they could really use straight truck drivers. Usually straight truck owner-operators have to lease their truck on with the company, but at Young Express, you don't have to do that. They're looking for those people that want to maintain their independent status and run their own authority. And this is what you need. You must have your own straight truck. You must have a DOT-approved sleeper. It must be dock high. Must have your own authority. And you can drive as a solo or a team, run the Midwest region or the 48 states. Your choice. Loads are 99% no-touch freight, means you don't break your back. All dock-to-dock, no home deliveries. And Young Express has 24/7 dispatch. Now listen to this part. They also have over 900 direct customers and over 1,000 partner carriers. Why is that a big deal? Because if you're not moving from A to B, B to C, C to D, and you're sitting in a city for a day or two, you're sitting there not making any money. So you want to keep moving if you want to make money. Check it out at youngexpress.com. That's JUNGExpress.com. Young Express. Success drives them.
It's the Wendy's Big Show, your only show in the state that reacts with two guys that played for the green and gold after a Packer win on a victory green and gold Monday right here on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
You know, we need to get them to touches. We got to get Aaron, 15 to 20 touches, and Jamal 10 to 15 touches. I think that's when we're playing at our best. And Matt, Matt knows that, and I think he said that as well. And we just got kind of behind the sticks too many times, and obviously behind in the game, and made us one dimensional.
Wendy's Big Show on The Fan, 105.7 FM, 12:50 AM, in the free radio.com app. The only show in the state with two foreign Packers, Gary Ellerson. Leroy Butler, Leap 36, here with Carlson,
right
Blau,
here.
And Clemens. This is my man Khalid.
Yeah, nothing get better than
I like
this.
Khalid.
Nothing better than this.
Who was responsible for the bumper music?
Well, this one
was
one of the only like suggestions Khalid. That they took from the young guy. All the other ones
I like
are more back your guys. More
I like I like the song he got with Ed Sheeran, Beautiful People.
Beautiful People?
That's one of his best ones.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we've had the Ed Sheeran conversation on this show.
I love Ed Sheeran.
Leroy and I also stood up for that. Gary was going to die on the Justin Timberlake hill. Yeah. I will concur that that's
Ed
a good, good conversation. They're totally different styles.
Ain't
but they
close.
Both, I mean, crazy talent.
They ain't even saying...
Man, let's go. What? Let's go to the phone.
Yeah, don't get me. Let's go to Kenny, man. Like, don't even get
make
me
your
going,
guy look bad again.
Ed Sheeran, Justin Timberlake ain't even in the same sentence.
Yeah,
man.
Justin Timberlake ain't made a song since 1971.
I'm trying to tell y'all, y'all need to stop different listening. Styles. Don't
tell
care.
Him to put out some music.
You don't need to put it out.
So how
don't
are you
need
relevant?
Because he's waiting. Like, I can play The Temptation anytime I want, and it's still relevant.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah,
but no one's listening but you.
It doesn't matter.
You're right. Nobody listens to Temptation but you.
I can play Earth, Wind, and Fire right now, and it's still relevant.
You're right. To you.
Right? I can play James Brown right now, and it's still relevant.
To you.
I can play the Commodores. Not Lionel Richie.
See,
I can play the Commodores right now. Let's go to Kendra on the north side. Kendra, what you got?
Kendra, what's up, my brother?
What's up, man?
Oh, what's happening? Man, I love this show. Leroy, I want to ask you this.
Come on with it, buddy.
Because you play on defense. Why is it, and you had mentioned the whole thing about a guy going through a zone, but why don't we come into, we have a lot of young guys, especially in the back end.
Mm-hmm.
When we go in, especially against that team, even us armchair quarterbacks, I'm looking at McCaffrey and Olsen. I'm not worried about DJ Moore or Samuels, even though DJ Moore is on my fantasy league team.
Well, you did good this week.
Well, no, I got smashed, man.
Who you went up against, though?
Oh, he had the Rams defense. All of my guys suck. But anyway,
okay.
Why don't we go in that game like they said? And I don't see this in football at all, like you guys were talking about Wayne Simmons. Mm-hmm. There is no more
true.
Patriots.
It's gone.
Olsen, why don't they try to, like, shadow Olsen? If those other guys beat us, then they beat us. Now, McCaffrey, better tackling or whatever, maybe some – and this Allen kid. But Olsen, I think the Allen kid made one great pass, but Olsen, the rest of those, he was wide open.
Yes, he was.
Now, on offense, now you guys played that clip of A-Rod with getting the running back, the touches. It's a lot of times, once again, he still has a problem with holding on that ball. Where are those plays, little dump-offs? Get rid of the ball, take 5 yards, and then take those shots. And one more question. Were you guys at the game yesterday? Because Aaron missed a lot of throws. Like, he underthrew Devontae a couple times. And then that one Lazar, I was like, what was that? That was a touch. He missed about 3 touchdowns yesterday. Was the weather, and this was
it was swirling.
Was that bad?
It was swirling, but it's still thanks for the phone call. It's still a legitimate question because Aaron can throw it with different trajectory to where it over counts for that. Now, the Lazar play, Gary, he rolls out of the pocket. And at that point, I want to keep the clock moving. Just get the first down. But Lazar was open had it not been.
Mm-hmm.
For the weather, he kind of hung it up there a little bit and the guy broke it up. That's when I'm thinking, you know what? I'm going to live to see another day. I'm going to get the first down and slide, pop up, and run back to the huddle and just be efficient. I was looking for a big play at that particular time. Now, the backs were, I talked about it earlier, they were willing to give up a few things, but they had some injuries at corner and at nickelback, so they couldn't play the coverage that they wanted. But they did not want Aaron Jones catching 8 to 10 balls. They did not want to do that. So when he flanked out, him or Jamal, a corner stayed out there, and they put the linebacker on the inside and double with their linebacker and the safety was going to double Devontae Adams. But it still was pitch and catch. But again, your coach, my coaches will help me, guys, with help me from myself. I want to do certain things. No, listen.
Sure.
Take it easy. Play deep to short. We can always rally up. Don't be jumping these routes. Don't leave a zone.
Like Jair Alexander did last week and you allow Mike Williams to run with him. Right, sure.
And then you just got to hope that your brother teammate is going to be there. And the reason why this team is good, though, because they trust one another. But now as coaches for this week, while the guys are healing up, find ways to take certain guys out and funnel the football to go where you want it to, not where the offense wants to. Because I know where that kid should have got 300 yards passing in the snow.
So, Leroy, now we talked about this a couple of weeks ago when trying to figure out if Mahomes is going to play, right? And you want to have the game plan of this is going to be our game plan. This is how we're playing the game. Doesn't matter who shows up for that side. Mm-hmm. That's how we're going to play. Mm-hmm. They did do that where they were bringing safety help and they were bringing secondary help for the backs instead, knowing they were without Carolina being them, without their number one corner in Bradberry. Do you think that's part of the reason why Devontae got so many of those RPO looks right off the bat? To just try to break a tackle of a bench player?
Yeah, that's part of your system. And again, I don't mind him getting these throws. He's the best receiver. The guy's amazing. I mean, on that backed up play, when they're in, I mean, that was a great throw in the wind. And it's a big play to Devontae Adams. So I know people were thinking Devontae Adams may have been
the
problem.
He did miss some balls, though, man.
He missed. Now, the one I was telling Gary about on Spectrum News 1 is the one Aaron.
7 and 11 o'clock tonight.
Took a kind of a risk. He threw it out to the flat, and the guy should have picked 60 when it was 24-16. They were trying to keep the ball. And he looked to the sidelines and said something. I don't know. Well, I do, but I don't care. Saying, at that point, we don't need to do these things. They got to get on the same page. And I think that's the reason why the penalties, you know, for delay a game and all that kind of stuff, they got to get on the same page based on – because they were putting out – Carolina had guys out there, dude, man, these are special teamers. You don't think these guys play a corner or a nickelback, so you don't have those guys charted, but just run your system. Within that system, you still try to get the ball. Somebody should have said, hey, listen, Aaron Jones and Jamal only had 13 carries each. This is the worst rushing defense. Let's just run the football.
All right, let's get this a phone call.
And Gary, you pointed out that Aaron didn't have a touchdown pass, and they still won, which is amazing. Because remember, in the past, he had to throw 4 or 5.
There you go. Let's go out to the let's go to my guy Paul out there in West Bend. Paul, you're up
next. Yeah, West
5, Bend. Okay. Fan. Paul, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, how you doing today?
All right, man. How you feeling?
Good. I got one Christmas request before I ask two questions.
Okay, what's your Christmas request, Paul?
Hope you don't want to borrow no money.
Huh?
No. This is all free.
Okay, good.
But
good.
I would like Gary to tell the story again about the time I think you guys were going to Green Bay and you was waiting for Leroy to pick you up. He was at a barbecue and he got into a game of domino because I swear to God, 50 years old, I never laughed so hard in my life. That was the greatest story ever. I don't know if you remember it, Gary, but man, when it's slow in the holidays, that would be a great Christmas gift.
We should get into some
story. You remember that story? What did I say, Paul? You remember? What did I say?
Oh, man, you were waiting on Leroy, and you were talking to your wife, and she was telling you, oh, Leroy's late. Yeah, he ain't going to be here on time. So you texted him, and he said, yeah, I'm going to be right there. Like an hour later, he's like, oh, I'm just finished up Domino's. I'm having some barbecue. You want me to make you a plate? You're like, yeah. But I want you to pick me up. And then it just kept on dragging on and on and on. My God, I swear, the people in the other lanes must have thought my dog died because I was crying laughing so hard at you guys. Oh, my God, that was the best.
That was about 3, 4, 5 years ago. True story.
Yeah, it was before Philly. It was back when you had Tommy.
Remember that. I would say this though, but my boy Leroy got better on the timing though. He used to do you like 2-3 hours. That joke gonna cut it down to maybe about 45 minutes. You know.
Allegedly.
Yeah, he got a lot. Steve Adrian got a lot better by being late.
Yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah.
A long time ago.
Yep.
Yeah,
I got so good. Now I got me a sponsor.
Yeah, bro.
thanks for the phone call.
I don't know what you're going to talk about,
Paul.
Oh,
my bad.
So I got two for you guys. Number one, have you seen a drop-off in our punt?
Yes, we have.
Now, last two games.
Yes.
Is it going through a bad rut?
Yeah, but you're kind of cutting out. Yep. He has.
Yes.
J.K. Scott
Steve.
He
was
last
on fire.
Games.
Well,
I don't know if the weather's changed on him or what's going
he's
on.
He's kicked in his weather for right. This is his second year. He know better than this.
There's a couple of players that aren't probably performing up to standards necessarily at this point.
Yeah, but we had him in the Pro Bowl. He was kicking like these cold quit type kickers, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, height and timing and all that.
Might be the weather. He's an Alabama kid. I mean, he's a Southern kid.
But last year he did. pretty good.
I know. I'm just saying. When we started this season, it was warmer, all that other stuff.
Yeah,
now
yeah.
it's getting colder. You got snow. I guarantee you that kid does not want to be in the snow. He's in all this cold weather, and hey, it's different. Just like Gary and you, to your credit, you guys always told me, go ahead, cut Mason Crosby. See who else can come here and kick in these weather conditions and do it any better. Because you look at his numbers, and his numbers aren't very impressive. They're just not in his career. They're not impressive. Sorry. They're middle-of-the-road type numbers. But in Green Bay, with swirling winds and snow and everything else, and then at one point, one end zone was built up, and the other end zone wasn't built up, and
what a complete mess. How God is good.
So with this situation with the punter, though, Leroy, that's what I'm saying. I mean, it's very well could be some of the same type of stuff.
No, you're right about that, because it was terrible. But think this is how God is good. You miss a 52-yarder. Some guy jumps off sides or do a legal thing. Actually, they sit that play in, say it actually wasn't illegal, but I don't know about covering the center or whatever, because Luke Kuechly was going crazy. Then he lines up a kick of 45-yarder and makes it. God is good. That's the difference in the whole game, kicking a field goal. Now, them going for two and all that kind of stuff, the numbers that they asked, I don't really get into the analytics department, but I know David Stearns probably got an interview because of analytics. So
that was his whole thing, right? Yes. Barry Tausch. I mean, numbers guy in Houston. Yeah. He was one of their main numbers guys.
Good for him.
I don't even want to talk about field goal exchanges after yesterday.
Well, Bill, but all I know is
I'm going to tell you some money in Kansas City.
What's going on? Oh yeah, that was crazy.
Oh.
Dude,
oh.
Your job is to snap it when the holder tells you to snap it, not when you just randomly decide.
Wait,
I'm
going to
snap it now. And then Colquitt's just gonna, I'm instead. No, I didn't know. Coach never told me that there's intentional grounding if I'm standing right where I was, where I got the snap. And somebody, please block the dude on the end.
So you had money in Kansas City and lost. That's what happened.
Gary, change your contract.
Yeah. Sorry, Billy.
But Billy, I tell you what, you should have laid something down that Muskego Franklin game. My boy from Muskego kicked one into the wind in the fourth quarter. About 45 yards.
Unreal.
The high school kid.
I had the under in that game. That's how I covered that.
Yeah.
It helped out.
Yeah.
He's definitely going to school somewhere if you want.
I tell you what, that Muskego defense looks real good now, Steve.
It was a good game.
Huh? Where are they at this week now?
Huh?
I guess they're hosting.
They play at Madison Memorial at Oconomowoc.
That's a hike, yeah.
It was 25 minutes.
That's a win. Who are they got out of there? Is there anybody left?
I don't know who's left. Look it up for me, Steve. See who's left. We're going to talk about
J&J contract. So I needed to fix the hole in my wall after Kansas City doesn't know how to do a simple field goal.
You ain't the only one that had to fix
the
hole.
I think
Giannis had to fix something, too, over there.
For sure. That was
break
fun.
His foot in
that
something.
Was fun.
Guys, call my good friends up there at J&J Contractors.
He also needs a tailor.
Oh, God. Come in and renovate your house, guys. Come in and renovate your house. I mean, like kitchen cabinets.
They got a roll.
They can do, like, a countertop. They can
I like the livable space.
Livable space, Roy, down in your basement. Yeah, I mean, it's not built out yet. They can
keep the kids away from me.
Well, not even that. I mean, it's not keep the kids. I mean, you can have spot where you want to go
for
privacy. You know, you may have they call that the man cave. You put like 3-4 TVs down there for
just keep Maria away from me.
And I tell you what, my good friend Jason, those guys are absolutely best at what they do, guys. They can renovate your home. They can add on to it. They can do that and much, much more. Call my good friends up today at J&J Contractors.
She wants to shop. Keep her away from me.
It's the Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, 1250 AM, and the freeradio.com app. Our two former Packers, Gary Ellerson, former Badger and Packer running back, Leap 36, brought to you by Carlson, Blau, and Clemens. Get the injury settlement you deserve at 414-342-1000. Steve Sparky, Pfeiffer. I'm Bill Schmidt, baby Tausch. Mike Clemens, our Green and Gold Insider, stops by next on The Fan.
It was a pretty cool experience. I mean, you grow up watching football, you can't think of a better atmosphere than a snowy Lambeau Field. I thought our fans did a great job bringing a lot of energy tonight, and we certainly appreciate that. I think our guys feed off that energy, and, you know, we need that moving forward as well.
Matt LaFleur after the 24-16 win for the Green Bay Packers against the Carolina Panthers at Lambeau Field yesterday. This is the Wendy's Big Show on 105.7 FM, The Fan, 1250 AM, and the free radio.com app. Steve Sparky Fivers here. I'm Bill Schmidt, baby Tausch. The only show in the state with two foreign Packers, Gary Ellerson and Leroy Butler.
I got a question about something we haven't brought up yet on the show, talking about this Packers game and stuff that happened after the game.
And Mike Clemens joins us now here in studio, brought to you by Potawatomi. You guys, I already know Gary's answer, so I'm going to skip Gary. Leroy, when you played for Holmgren, Lindy Infante, Mike Sherman, these guys.
Ray Rose.
There's stories coming out, and Clemens will verify this once you have your answer, of LaFleur going around the locker room talking to like each guy and thanking them for what they did in the game and all this other stuff. And apparently this is happening after every game, one way or the win or loss. He's going around and doing this. I didn't hear this about McCarthy necessarily. Is this something that was common when you were playing for head coaches?
Absolutely.
After every game, they come around?
Absolutely. I've always seen my coaches in the locker room. Coach Bobby Bowden wouldn't leave till the last guy was thanked, including the trainers. He just appreciated it. Because he said, I know I get all the headlines. I get all the wins and losses, but I appreciate you guys. That's why I went to Florida State. But Mike Holmgren would sit next to you, especially if you had a good game. If you didn't, he'll stand in front of you. But if he's sitting next to you, the other guy's trying to get dressed. Yeah, that was a good game, wasn't it? Yeah, it's awesome. Thank you. Appreciate that. I say, are you getting an extension or something while you're down here? Well, I just like to connect with my guys. It's my first year being a head coach. I'm thinking that this is the way I want to do it. I want to connect with my players. I thought it was like, and the pros wouldn't do this, but Lindy Infante would meet you to your car. Like, I'm like, okay, we're leaving. Well, that's cool.
Thought you messed up or something.
Butler, I'm looking for you. I said, what's up, coach? Man, that was a great game, man. Open the door, get in the car. Gary, I had that 300 Nissan
Z-Top. Quiet one.
Yeah, he's sitting there. We talked about the game. I said, this is, maybe it's just me because I'm like, not only am I the best looking Packer, but.
Suck up.
Maybe it was just me.
Yep.
Talked to everybody, shook their hand. I said, this is amazing. Now, I later learned that a lot of guys at other teams, Mike, didn't get that kind of stuff, but I was fortunate my coaches did it. But Holmgren did it to another level, to where I really appreciated that, especially after a tough loss. You know the one time he did it, Steve? When we got beat from your team.
Colts?
Yeah.
You see the Colts loss to the horrible Dolphins over the weekend?
About to win three straight.
Hoyer threw three picks in that game.
I had Pascal.
Vinatieri's about to get cut.
Well, don't give me heartburn, Steve. But after that game, come over. He got this. You know, he had that big mustache.
He's always smiling. Had food in it.
Because I think he kind of knew that this would, you know, I need to find out if my guys are hurting. I need to go let them know that I'm hurting too.
Well, on the surface, it sounds like the coach is, like you say, sucking up to players. But really, at the end of the day.
No, he was saying me.
Leroy's sucking up to everybody.
Right, right. Yes. Yeah, but you know I do that, Steve.
Yeah.
No.
Which is good. Another honor.
No, when people hear this, they think, well, really? I mean, he's the coach. Shouldn't he be the strict disciplinarian and you know, put some distance to be objective with your players? Mm-hmm. No, when you get to the NFL, and it's like LaFleur even admitted to, I think it was today, it's like, these people are putting their bodies on the line for me. And if they're not out there and available, I'm not going to have a job. We're going to lose. And there were times that I saw McCarthy hug Aaron Rodgers because if I was the first one in the locker room, I mean, Aaron Rodgers was saving his bacon, man, and putting his body on the line. And you could see that McCarthy was, I mean, Rodgers was still sweating with pads on. He hadn't taken a thing off. McCarthy still got frostbite on his face, and he's looking at him. He's basically debriefing him, probably before he has to go out and talk to the media. And then he's giving him a hug. That's like 3-4 years ago, but not any time recently, right? But you saw that. And I saw one coach that I'd never seen do this before. This was in public during team warmups on the field, visiting a team, New York Jets, and the head coach was going to each and every 53 man's on that field doing their leg lifts and stuff to talk to him, to talk down to him, to pat him, touch the back of their head and all that. And that was Rex Ryan.
And that dude connected with his players very well.
Buddy Ryan's kid.
Yep. Totally different from what is possible. I saw Doug Peterson after the playoff loss this past year. Yep. He met every player in the tunnel before they got into the locker room. Yeah. And they caught him on camera right away. And he's going through, giving a hug. And you could tell, I mean, the tears are coming down his eyes or whatever. Because I think we forget about this. This is one of the only professions where it's not only your performance that keeps your job security. It's 53 other dudes that they're the reason why you hold your job.
And I think every once in a while, even though they're going to decide whether you're going to be cut or get a contract or whatever, every once in a while the general manager comes in and looks at a guy who's struggling with injuries and come up to him like a Ron Wolf or a Ted Thompson would go to a player and say, you know, how's it going? We appreciate what you're doing. Hang in there. I saw Mark Murphy walk up to a player who's had a history of injuries and talk to him in his locker during training camp. Like, you know, hang in there. It's going to be okay. You know, we're looking out for you. Don't worry about it. You know, you're going to have a fair shot here.
When I got back from the honor flight, I know it's Veterans Day and we appreciate the service of our service members, men, women. I mean, we appreciate it. If it wasn't
today
for you
Veterans
guys,
Day, yeah.
Yeah, if it wasn't for you guys, we wouldn't even have this show. But the first player, I mean, first person we got back from the honor flight that it was, I think it was late, like 8 o'clock, bad weather on a Saturday, was Mark Murphy. He first guy at the airport.
Yeah.
I'm shaking people's hands. Like, hey, what are you doing here?
Yeah.
Like the president of the Packers. Because it was in Green Bay. Yeah. And the Bucks and the Brewers, really appreciate what they've done for veterans as well, because they provided some players and they left out of Milwaukee. And it's a lot of video up. So I just think that sometimes we lose sight of how important, and this should be every year, but since it's a holiday, we acknowledge it. But I like to acknowledge these guys every day. Matter of fact, at 5 o'clock, only veterans can call in. Can we get that done?
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, that's a good
only
one.
Veterans.
I like that rule.
Yeah, just give them a lane, their own lane. They can say what you want to say. We got your back.
Our Green and Gold insider, Mike Clemens, joining us here in studio.
Oh, he's a Green and Gold insider?
Green and Gold insider reporter. The dude is up there. He knows everything.
Embedded.
He knows where all the bodies are buried.
We don't let him come back here until, like, February.
Mike, as a huge Packer fan that I grew up and love that team and love that atmosphere, yesterday felt like December football in November. It felt like Lambeau weather, and it felt like a little bit of mystique that's finally coming back for the Green and Gold and a big win up at Lambeau in the snow.
Yeah, I kind of joked with LaFleur after the game and said, man, you got tundra before even Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he got the full effect with the snow coming in and the feel of it and, you know, the home field advantage, a little bit of the mystique there, okay? And he said, yeah, it was great, and it's great that, you know, some of our first-year players here in Green Bay, they got exposed to that, and we're going to need that momentum if we got, you know, the game's getting
That's
more
funny,
important as you go.
We were watching the game at the Mecca sports bar, and I was saying, I bet you right now he's going, why in the world did I take this job? I could have been in Tennessee. I'm getting with all this crap down there. Now I'm stuck here.
And I'm wearing
and we
a
just
hat
got in November, and I'm getting snowed on.
Next time I'm wearing a hat. I'm
in
not
a
wearing
snow
a baseball
globe game. Right. Crazy.
Yeah, to a game like that. I raised a question with Rodgers right after the game because they started out the game, Aaron Rodgers under center, hands off to Aaron Jones to the right-hand side, plus 9. Then he goes pass. They get a false start from Jimmy Graham. False start at home. Then another pass, and what? Punt. And they had some bad punts again yesterday. They got it going. They kept on going with the pass. And, of course, they were taking advantage of a depleted secondary for Ron Rivera and the Carolina Panthers. James Bradbury is their starting corner. He was out of the game. He was inactive with a groin injury. Dante Jackson, he left the game with a leg injury. Ross Cockrell was 47. I didn't know if he was a linebacker or what. He's like a backup. They moved him into corner, and he'd have to either cover Aaron Jones if he was out there in the space or Devontae Adams. That wasn't a good matchup. And then they had a kid out there, Luke Cole, 32. He's a safety. He was promoted to the active 53 on Saturday from the practice squad.
Wow.
That's how, you know, and so okay, now I get it. I mean, the Packers know this. LaFleur knows this. Nathaniel Hackett knows this. Aaron Rodgers knows this. Let's pass now, man. Let's challenge these newbies that are out there running around, you know, because they didn't know they were going to be even playing this game. So that's why it was pass. Get the points up on the scoreboard. Come back in the second half. Brilliant that they scored on that opening drive, that they turned it around and got that score in. And then what did they do? They clocked the game, and then they pounded the rock in the second half. In the snow and all that. I love, though, those misdirection plays that they, when they got into the red zone after pass, they got into the red zone, and then they used that triple fake. Now, that's what you're going to see tonight when you watch the 49ers, because Shanahan's got those dudes doing it better than anybody. He's got it better than McVay ever had it going last year when the Rams were white hot. And this is the stuff we saw that LaFleur was adamant about with Rodgers. Even to the point, too, when Rodgers would be under center OTAs, minicamp, that he comes back, he makes the first fake, and then, Gary, he turns all the way around as a quarterback, and he hunches over. He bends his head down so that you can't tell if he's still got the ball for an end reverse or if he's just carried empty hands because he's already handed off the ball. But he was making Aaron Rodgers complete the fake in a new way that Rodgers had never done before. But that's all out the window when Aaron's standing back there looking like a McCarthy, you know, shotgun.
Hanging out in the shotgun.
Pistol, you know, handoff, that kind of stuff. Although they used the misdirection when they got into the red zone and it worked because they, you know, Aaron Jones got three touchdowns last night. So it goes back and forth. That's why I think they were doing some of the things that they were doing last night with the depleted secondary that the Carolina Panthers come in. Now, I'm the one that said, you know, there's times where you look at this Packers team and say, these guys easily could be 5-4.
Sure.
They got a great penalty call when they were playing the Lions on Monday Night Football at home at Lambeau Field. They play the Chiefs, no Patrick Mahomes. No Chris Jones on the defensive line who was blowing up people
or
yesterday.
Or Frank Clark, yeah. $100 million man.
Clark, or your left tackle when you're down in Kansas City, okay? So week after week, it's like, yeah, but this was, you know, or Derek Carr's number one receiver was missing when the Raiders came to town. And then the Raiders, you know, put on a pretty good show against the Chargers the other night at home at Oakland. On the other hand, I also thought about this. Even though the Packers have got 22, 23 players on the injured list last week, these guys are still sucking up and playing for each other. They're playing through their injuries. And you got Jair Alexander, who has some kind of a groin thing on Friday. They put him down as questionable. He's out there last night.
Well, they put down as doubtful on Friday, play every week, Mike.
That too.
Injury reports.
That too. But what I'm just saying is I'll give these 2019 Packer players, because your responsibility as players is to make yourself available. And it's whatever
availability is the best ability.
Whatever you did in the offseason, whatever you're doing week to week, and you know when the Packers have been riddled with injuries and guys that are inactive and can't play or go on the IR, what has Packer fans said? Well, you know, fire the training specialist, right? Fire the weight coach. Fire the head coach. Well, they did all that. They've got a new weight training specialist and conditioning specialist in Chris Grizzy, the former linebacker. They got a new head coach. They got new position coaches. And right now, it's like Bakhtiari said on your show a couple weeks ago, I have never felt this good week seven into a season.
They're so healthy.
Seven years of doing this.
And they've definitely been aided in that sense. But then, as well, you also rattle off four straight wins without Devontae Adams and the ability to get wins when you needed them despite how you have to get the win and what conditions you're going after. I think one part of this last night's game, Mike, that was crucial was the ability to put the stinker behind you and establish again a multitude of different ways to beat somebody.
Get like back you said, to your real identity.
Get back to your identity of we're going to beat what you don't do well.
And Carolina, though, countered with, wow, did you see what the Chargers did to Billy Taylor and Bulaga?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they attacked the right side of that offensive line, that's for sure.
And that's where some of the pressure was coming in on Rodgers.
There was one really, really nice, and this is offensive line geek from me, Elgton Jenkins and David Bakhtiari working so well on Mario Addison on the far side. They stunted late, and Elgton Jenkins was just in David's hip pocket, takes Addison from the inside move, and Bakhtiari just pancaked the D-tackle coming around
to
the outside.
But, you know, there's a couple times now where Bakhtiari is missing.
Has gotten blown off, yeah.
He used to be just perfect. No one could get around him. And then he gets a hand-to-face penalty, and he hasn't been on the injury report. I'm just wondering if he's had more penalties now than ever before. He never had penalties before. But they're calling him for hand-to-face. They're calling for holding. How much is that messed up his technique? How much has that got him thinking? Like, I don't want to get my team hit with another 5 or 10 yard penalty, and so therefore, sometimes he's losing the battle at left tackle.
Along with that, when they put themselves in better positions, when you have the 1-2 punch that they do right now with Jamal Williams and Aaron Jones, you guys could tell me this better than anybody else. I know Leroy's team had a good 1-2 punch. I haven't seen a 1-2 punch like they have right now since I've been watching Packer football, because that goes back to Amon Green. That's Ryan Grant, maybe James Starks. These guys blow those dudes out of the water.
I don't think they've really had anybody like Aaron Jones, per se, either. Amon Green was power and speed, so that's a little bit different. Mm-hmm. Aaron Jones isn't power and speed, right, Gary?
And don't forget, Amon Green's better than him. Amon had William Henderson as a lead blocker, as a true fullback.
Right, but Amon Green, it was him and Priest Holmes did everything for a good 2, 3, 4 years in the NFL. They were the two main guys doing everything. And Mike Sherman believed in running the football with Kevin Barry out there as the extra offensive lineman, all that stuff. So that was a little bit different of a time. Bennett and Dorsey Levens, neither one of those guys were speedsters. I mean, they were both solid running backs, but they weren't speedsters. I don't know, Brockington and Lane? I don't even know
that's a good comparison.
Is that it?
Back in 72.
I think that might be the closest comparison that I got. I don't know, Gary might have something better.
Yeah, he might be right.
Yeah. Let's see. Did you see Jay Sternberger out there?
Yeah, I saw
LaFleur likes him.
Running around a little bit, Mike.
See, now.
Did you see him running around, Mike, or no?
LaFleur said in the presser he played well.
I did, and I think he ended up having like 17 to 20 snaps or something.
Yep.
So here's the deal. Talking to him when he arrived in Green Bay, and he'd only had really one full year of, college football. And, I mean, even Gutekunst was hinting, this is a project. But, we really like his hands and what he does over the middle. We'll redshirt him. And then I see him get blown up during the joint practices against the Texans. And I talked to the kid and said, boy, he's really young. And that's another reason why when they think ahead, they got Jimmy Graham, they got Mercedes, okay, Tanyan in his second year and all that. But last night, he's off the IR, and they threw him in there. And I don't think he got anything targeted.
Well, the same with Ibrahim Campbell.
But this 87 was out there blocking, man. I saw he was making a lot of plays.
That was a knock on him coming out that he wasn't going to block.
Right. No, and he he looks like a receiver. He doesn't look like a tight end.
Well, he just didn't want to block in college, period. Like that, he does not something he wanted to do.
But that he's a hands guy, whatever. That's another one that you just mentioned. Ibrahim Campbell. This guy just came off an ACL. It's his first game back. And LaFleur said today he had 40 snaps, 15 on special teams.
Mm-hmm.
So here's the deal. You line up in a 3-4 and you put your big guys last night to deal with Christian McCaffrey because, we're not going to let McCaffrey run. We're going to plug that up and we'll force the kid, 23-year-old Kyle Allen, the quarterback, to throw the football, kind of like what they did with Trubisky week one. Although Allen looks much better, doesn't he?
Yeah, showed up a lot more than Mitch Trubisky did in that
sense. Stands tall in the pocket, quick, the ball comes out, and he's alert, and he's looking around nice. And guess what? He's running Norv's offense, unlike, Cam Newton, who's just trying to be, superstar, and I'll run the ball and get myself killed and
My favorite part about Kyle Allen is, and we got to get to the top of the hour here, but he was the dude that in high school, he was the number one player coming out of high school. And never really lived up to it in college.
Yeah.
Gary, we talk about this with top players, right? Where it's always when people would say, you should have seen this dude in high school.
Mm-hmm.
You got to see that dude from high school. Just went out and played hard and played fun.
So the story with this Campbell is this. Everybody's been looking about, what are they going to do and get some help for Blake Martinez? This is apparently the help because they pulled out Oren Burks, And this guy gets as many as 40 snaps.
Now, Burks gets four.
Campbell is really smart. When you talk to him, you can see what the coaches are talking about. There was a couple times, though, I saw him run out there like late personnel change, right? And then he'd have to go up to Martinez, which is okay to do because Martinez knows what everything's supposed to be.
He's the QB, right?
But he would run up to him and say, what am I doing? What am I? And then, he'd point to him and then he'd, shuffle over there and then ball would be snapped and he'd try to make a play. But he ended up having like 6 or 7 tackles last night. He got a forced fumble, and he's out there on special teams. I mean, this guy's off IR, off an ACL. That he
11 months.
It happened in a slippery conditions like last night against the Cardinals game, the one where McCarthy got fired after the game. But he's back in there, and this is it, man. They want this. And so what's so interesting is this, is that you're 8-2, and you're bringing along these kinds of guys into the program to get ready for December football. I mean, that's brilliant.
Well,
we're winning the game and still training at the same time.
If Sternberger is able to develop in any type of receiving threat down the middle of the field, by the time they get to the playoffs, that's a huge bonus pop, Gary.
Well, it helps out the tight end position because Tanyan's still not back with this hip injury.
No doubt.
And so they need something with some speed or whatever, to go along with Jimmy Graham and Mercedes Lewis to help with that tight end position. So they're going to throw this rookie in there and see what he can do.
A little bit of news, and since we have Mike Clemens in here, I'll read it right now. The Green Bay Packers announcing the super sub, Zeke Bratkowski, passing away today at the age of 88. a three-time Super Bowl champion backup quarterback with the Green Bay Packers.
All those years through the Lombardi years, and then a long-time quarterbacks coach in the NFL.
Very good quarterbacks coach.
That's Mike Clemens, our Green and Gold reporter. Thanks, Mike.
You bet, boy.
He's brought to you by Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino, gaming, casino, whatever you want, spa. It's all at paysbig.com. Stevie, Wendy's.
Wendy's. Oh, that's the place you want to go. They always got a fun, delicious food.
Thanks for Wendy's coming in and supplying our party for Anthony Mandela's last day.
I heard. Mm-hmm. I heard Sheila brought a bunch of food for you guys.
Oh, it was fun. It was
right?
Really
she
fun.
Had some chili, right? Yep. Had some nuggets.
Some spicy nugs.
Yeah, and I'm guessing Anthony Mandela loved every single moment of it.
Oh, yeah. He cleaned it up pretty
well.
Yeah,
he was pretty happy. Hey, 2 for $5. They got another great deal going on at Wendy's right now. 2 faves for just $5. Choose from the 10-piece spicy or crispy nugs, a Dave single, or a spicy chicken sandwich. Wendy's 2 for $5. That's a win-win. We got you. Spicy nuggets are available for a limited time only.
It's the Wendy's Big Show on 105.7 FM. The Fan, your only place to react with two former Green Bay Packers after a Packers win, is right here on The Fan. Ryan Wood, our insider, comes up in 30 minutes on 105.7 FM. The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.